This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Eastbound I-70 is closed in Glenwood Canyon because of a crash near the Hanging Lake exit. CDOT says to expect heavy traffic on alternate routes. It's not known when the eastbound lanes of I-70 could reopen. CDOT says the closing could extend into tomorrow morning. Westbound lanes are open. State lawmakers rejected a bill that would have given school districts more authority to turn down charter school applications. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Charter schools are independently run public schools. Currently, if a school board turns down an application, the State Board of Education can overturn that decision. Bill sponsor Representative Jennifer Bacon wanted to require the board to consider factors like enrollment trends and a district's strategic plan. Some districts are facing steep enrollment declines, forcing them to close schools, including charters. Representative Timothy Geithner opposed the bill.
Is the goal running schools? Or is it giving families what they need?
Charter families argued having schools that match their students' needs is more important than a district's ability to manage itself fiscally. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Senate Republicans today blocked a January 6th bipartisan commission, much to the chagrin of Democrats. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says Republicans led by Mitch McConnell have filibustered the bill. He calls it a huge loss for the American people.
Who deserve to have a bipartisan examination of what led to the events of January 6th and what actually happened on January 6th.
Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper agrees.
The most important thing is to get the facts so that historians and future generations can see exactly what happened and know what happened.
The bill was based on the 9/11 Commission. McConnell says it's unnecessary, given that Senate committees are already looking into the events. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Companies are beginning to ask remote workers back to the office, but there are also office workers who never left.
Let's say we have a building that has 800 people. We would see maybe 50 or 60 people during the day, but we still have that same obligation to those 50 or 60 people.
CPR's Sarah Mulholland talks to the people who clean and maintain offices. That's coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Here on CPR News, Denver 78, Fort Collins 77 degrees.